All right, hey, it's time for us to check in with Mr. Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MITechNews.com. Mike, how you doing out there?
Doing great. I'm in Grand Rapids getting ready to celebrate Easter with the family.
Oh. So could you talk a little bit longer? Our voice print is just trying to determine if you're really the right Mike
really
Brennan.
Really, although I'm on my cell phone, so I'm not sure how good the audio is.
Fascinating subject about security, and heaven knows where it is going to be going. But what we do every week, folks, is to bring Mike on at this time. He is the editor of MI Tech News, and then is a gathering of information about technology and entrepreneurship throughout Michigan. Mike has been gathering that kind of news for many, many years, and now is available to you absolutely free as a delivery on Fridays of the printed material. And then also he's got a lot of material that he presents from podcasts and other sources, videos, in the middle of the week. So, Mike, let's look at some of the kind of headlines that you've got this week. One I saw there was interesting is that Michigan Science Center has become the fifth Spark Lab in the country. What's a Spark Lab?
Well, it's a new educational space where it's developed along with the Smithsonian Institute of Ford. It's a place where they're trying to teach, I don't know if it's just kids or everybody, to be inventors and how to explore and engage with hands-on activities and kind of get that whole innovative spark thing going, hence the name. And so the kickoff is going to be on April Fool's Day, I believe. No, actually, the day before. Next Thursday is when they're going to have the ribbon cutting. I'm going to go there and check it all out and get it into next week's newsletter and let everybody know all the details.
Excellent.
About what's happening.
Excellent. That's so great to hear. Another one I saw here, and this is kind of interesting in terms of some of the security issues we've been talking about, is you have a headline there about an Israeli company possibly helping the FBI to crack the iPhone.
Yeah, this came from an Israeli newspaper that the company called, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, Shelly Bright, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have a technology that allows them to transfer and extract data from phones. Now, I guess the FBI has given it a shot because the hearing that was they were going to have with Apple, where they were going to order them to go ahead and unlock the phone, as it were. That's been postponed, so apparently the feds are going to wait and see if these Israelis can help them. And there's a lot of companies in Israel that are very, very good in cybersecurity, see what happens, I guess.
They're remarkable. I understand that the desert area in the south, and is it Beirut? Beersheba. Pardon me, down in the desert there, as barren as it is like a hotbed for the development of security programs, and the Israelis are extremely good at that. Another interesting topic. Okay, final one there. This also is involving the FBI, but it's kind of interesting, and they're declaring that connected cars are increasingly vulnerable to cyber attacks.
Yeah, that's pretty much because they don't have any defense against them. It's kind of along the lines of what's happened with the power grids and water treatment plants and everything else. It was so convenient to connect them to the internet. Hey, why not do that? Well, no one thought that through, right?
Mm.
Because now the bad guys have access to them, or before they didn't. Same thing with the cars. I mean, they want to be able to download the diagnostics on the car, have your Bluetooth work with, and bring in whatever you want from your music to anything that you can imagine. But at the same time, there's no security. So, I mean, and they're going to use, essentially, they think, then, the car becomes the entry point for someone that then connects with the business network that gets them inside the business. That's kind of the way they're
Stephen Fox, by the way, you had a comment.
Right. At last year's DEF CON, which is a security research conference every year, Tesla donated one of their vehicles, and hackers were challenged to hack into the car. And several hackers were able to take the car over, actually be able to unlock and unlock the car, start the engine, apply the brakes, all sorts of interesting things.
Ooh, jeez. That is a scary thought that somebody be able to do that kind of thing.
Now, were they given any additional help, or did somebody just say, go for it?
Go for it. Basically, Tesla wanted to see what they could do, and they were giving the hackers prizes.
Mm. Wow.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mike, for bringing these headlines to our attention. And, folks, it's absolutely free, this service called MI Tech News. You either go to mitechnews.com, put your email address in there, and Mike will begin to send that information to you on Fridays. And also, you'll get the delivery on Wednesday of all the resources you have there in video and audio, including M Squared TechCast, which is your special podcast.
Yeah, my show with Matt on Mondays, and of course your show. What we're doing now live becomes a recording that we then share with everybody and a number of other programs that we work with.
So it's a great resource, folks. You get both the audio and video and then these headlines as well. Mike, have a very nice Easter out there on the west side of the state.
You too, Foster and Gary. Have a good one.